Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm your host, Catherine. And if you've heard our snippets, you know what this is about. You know what we are about to do. You know what the gist is about. And I have three amazing guests that are going to be introducing themselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley.
Hello, everyone. I am Tinsen by name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Crouch.
Okay, guys, so basically today I'm just going to be hitting the nail on the head and be asking you guys questions. Yes.
Okay.
What is your perspective on dating now?
Can I go first?
Yes.
Well, I love the way you started with so hit it.
Okay. So my perspective of on dating young is I like to narrow down my case study. Let me bring you home. So my perspective of dating young is basically, let me say, from the ages of maybe 12, 13 to like 16, 17, thereabouts. Basically within the age bracket or during your secondary school period. That's when I can classify and say that that's when you were dating young, because majority of the things you do at that time are just impulsive and just crazy. And truth be told, you cringe every time you remember one of the things you did in secondary school. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
In as much as I do not like to start this way, but then I think I'll have to agree with the peaceful lady. Yeah, she said it all. Still, I appreciate the perspective.
Okay.
So, wait, too. The question is of perspective on dating young. For me, I feel it's something that we should work on with open hands and not really being concerned about how young or how old you can be, but something that we should see as the norms and work on with open hands.
Okay. So, Proud, what age did you start dating and what age did you start dating?
Oh, well, to be honest, I went to an all-boys school.
Oh, wow.
Like half of my secondary school's all-boys. Seminary, actually.
Ooh.
So when I stepped out of the seminary, me and dating was like an arrow that cannot point at each other.
You didn't know how to lady at the
I was scared of ladies, actually, because felt like they were aliens from another planet. I left seeing them on the fact that they didn't have anything on their chest, like they are like boys. Then I came back to school and boom, they have something on their chest.
Wow.
So what happened if not going to Max and coming back? but then I settled in my SS2. Yeah, that was when I had my first relationship, and that was with the girl who was like way older than me. I was in SS2 and she was like 200 level in the university.
Okay. Actually, how about you? When did you start dating?
When did I start dating?
At what age, yes?
At what age? People want to cast me here. At what age? I'm busy to say 18, honestly speaking.
18. How was it?
It was nice, I guess. It was nice. But then again,
she guessed. And the guy was poor.
Not poor. He wasn't poor. Oh my goodness. No.
But you said you guess.
I guess. It's not. I guess because I'm now single, to show you that I did not work out.
Exactly. That means he was poor.
He wasn't poor.
My point exactly.
No.
Because if you between the guy fuck up, but then
the guy fuck up, that mom guy. Yeah.
Or if you say the guy no fuck up, but she can't make the guy feel say the guy fuck up.
But as Captain asked, I'll say it was actually 18, yes. Yes.
He was 18, you were 18.
Yes, I was 18.
Teens game. Hey, I knew it.
Clinton, how about you? When did you start dating? At what age?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
I started with Omo. I wouldn't surprise me at the airport too.
Screw you, bro. I can't really remember, but I think it should be around 18 or 19.
Oh, okay. So, I started dating at 15. Yes.
Oh my god.
I thought
and you'll be very small and be like, oh, she's so cute.
No, I think if like they catch our host young back then.
Yeah, catch the young and fresh.
Oh, marry him, boy, you know. Mm-hmm.
How would you be thinking that? Like 15 guy, how would you be thinking? God.
Yeah, you know, normally females, especially back then, they like it when people lie to them. So definitely
you're right.
Okay guys, so for the next question. What's one thing you used to believe dating young that you no longer believe in?
Come again.
What's one thing you used to believe dating young that you no longer believe in?
I think we should just chill for Ashley to answer because she's like girl here and it's a lady's test. So
no, I stand to disagree.
I think we're in a democratic regime, so if I support Crouch's opinion, that is two against one.
Yeah, democracy.
So Ashley, you have the room.
Well, she went first the last time, so I think another person should go.
Sorry, Mrs. Holo. I'm very sorry. You'll be INEC so, right now. You're not supposed to participate.
You're not supposed to vote. Yeah, exactly. And due to we are in a democratic system where we have the opportunity to pick.
But wait, so what happened? Can you come again?
Okay, I said, what's one thing? The one thing you used to believe in dating young that you no longer believe in.
For starters, like you said, you will marry the person.
Took of the century. Like, I don't even understand how you guys keep taking this. So it's good.
We'll be honest, when we dated young, we always thought that the person we dated would end up with that person.
Yes.
Nope, I never thought that.
That's not even like Crouch.
I'm with you, Crouch.
I never thought that. Like, that was so big. Like, Kai, that was like so ambitious.
I feel like this concept works for different genders. I have seen some guys in some cases who believe that okay, they will end up with this person, but it's usually ladies that have that picture, because check it, most ladies, they can even give the name of their children in their first 3 months of just being in a relationship. So yeah.
I think that's enough for girls, but if a guy should think like that, I'm permitted to say most of them are just being, is that the right word should be myopic, I think.
Or head over heels consistently, I don't
know. Or head over heels, because come on, understand, like, what are you thinking? When I was that age, it's not going to be the reason, even with the whole relationship stuff coming up was, what I'll turn out to be in future.
I beg you, maybe
no, actually, no, seriously, that was how I was then. I was not like I was like the smartest guy in school.
Yeah,
even if I was though, but then come on. I wasn't thinking of naming my kids or even getting married to the person I was with. Not like I didn't like the person, but for me, I felt like it was too far.
Truth be told, I'd never dated young, but from the experiences I saw, the first one I mentioned, ladies being over ambitious, is one of the things I have seen that I feel like you cannot believe and still put that into practice in your current age at this point in time. Then secondly, what is the second one? I'm not thinking of that. I'm Crouch, you go up, it will come back.
But wait, too. Sorry, like, just like something just flashed in my head right now. Actually, you said you never dated young. Truth be told.
So he lied.
So you lied. Calm down. So you lied to us at first. No problem. It's acceptable. But then again, you dated old and now you're single.
Yes.
All right. No problem.
I think if we're in the court, if you're in the law room or in the court, I think this is the point where the judge would be like, come on, so what did you now learn in dating old?
Mm. Exactly.
Mm. Mm. But then
it's a big one.
Deep.
Yeah, a very deep one.
Okay. What was one thing you used to believe in that you no longer do?
I think it's the fact where we can please somebody we are with. Yes. In the long run, you get to understand that who is built for you is built for you. And you don't really stress to please the person. So then when I was in a relationship, dating young actually, I was feeling like, oh, but I need to be that perfect boyfriend. Call all the time, text all the time, and bug the person's life with friend SMS. But as I grew up, I came to understand that so many girls I came in contact with had different ways, different perspective on all my whole romantic gestures.
Definitely.
I think my last relationship, she told me she's not the calling type. And I actually observed that she wasn't the calling type, so she prefers leaving texts or receiving texts. So I get to wake up in the morning and wake up to those good morning babe, I'm going to have a long day, blah 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 blah, finish. And then if I want to tell her something, or maybe I want to check up on her during the day, I could just send a text and she wouldn't be bothered because she's a text kind of person. And even when we are together, if calls come in, she barely picks.
Wow.
Sometimes she'll just put it mute or she put her phone on DMT. That is her. There are some people that they're on, if you don't call them, So I think one strong thing I picked up was as a guy looking for, or guy in a relationship or looking for a relationship, my experience in dating young made me understand that I'm not going to stress to please anybody. Because I believe everybody is just, you're built perfectly for someone. And if you start learning how to change the way you are to please the person you're with at that present time, you tend to lose your value for the person that is actually meant for you.
Very true.
Okay, Cross has dropped a word here, like a very big word.
Smart move.
Next, what's one thing you used to believe in dating young that you no longer do?
I don't know, honestly, if I'm to be very honest with you right now. Let's just say probably the few, or should I say, the early stages or the early times of my relationship, which is supposed to be as dating young, they were kind of complicated to an extent that I won't really say, okay, there was something I believed in that I don't believe now, or something like that. No, let's just say, yes, I was in a relationship, but it was not really serious per se. So there was nothing much to pick of it or to pick from it.
Okay. Me, I would say this whole idea of like wanting to marry the person and all that.
I wanted to add something to that, actually.
Okay.
So according to what Carl said, whereby saying any guy that probably thinks of getting married to the girl he was dating back then,
at that age. Yeah,
at that age.
Yeah.
Well, you should say that should be like a very big joke. How do you feel like back then, or like, also in reference to what Ashley said, whereby that period, that age bracket, the 14 to 17 she mentioned. So I feel like that age, almost anybody can be in secondary school back then. So virtually at least 80 or 90% of people that have actually dated or that dated during that period, either you end up dating your classmate or
yes,
one person below your class. So it's normal for you to date your classmate and you find out that boom, you and your classmate are the same age and all that, all that, all that. Yes, to the girl, girls, or should I say females, don't really care. As far as the guys kind of older than them, they feel kind of okay with it and dress. They really want to know. As a back then, they don't really want to know how much, let's say, what is the age gap or something, something like that. Sure. But a guy who already know that, like this now, it's not right for him to just think that, okay, he's going to marry that person that moment. Yes, he might be enjoying the whole love and the whole relationship thing and dress, but then 90% of guys know that they won't marry the person. Because at the long run, one day they might just calm down and just have some kind 20 minutes deep thoughts. Knowing that if they continue like that, in the next 5 to 7 years, then they might not be ready to settle down. But definitely the girl is aging. Pressure is coming from parents and family and all that.
Let's not dive into that one first. Let's not go there.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But you just get the whole reason why I feel like guys back then they don't even think of getting married back then. It's probably that's like you see now, whereby working class guys or girls that have graduated from university that are coming back now to come and hunt females. Well, students when they use the
well, the thing is that for me, I just feel like everybody had their different angles towards that whole having a very, very big thought of marriage. Because for myself, when I was dating back then in secondary school, I didn't even kiss who I was dating. I had my first kiss after secondary school. So that's to tell you how innocent I was. But then, I think it's just everybody had their own ways into it. But boys didn't really see it like the whole marriage stuff, because most of the boys, to be honest with you, most of the guys, okay, let me speak from my classmates back then. Most of my classmates I was close to, that went relationship, the whole purpose of being in the relationship was to be in a relationship, to answer somebody's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it was like a big deal that you see guy alpha fits your babe, or Nkechi see your babe, or Neka see your babe. You get but it was, to the guys it's a big deal, but to the girls it was like, you know, I've seen the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and all those Barbie cartoons we watch.
Cartoons.
Yeah, it will start sticking to their brain and they'll start feeling all romance and the rest of them.
You guys are basically no problem. No wala.
God, you practically just gave Ashley reasons to thank God for not dating young.
Well, she's lucky, but now she's a novice to so many other things.
Exactly.
Novice. But let's leave it at that.
Okay, guys, so for the next question. So, do you guys feel like, okay, back then, it wasn't so much of like, there weren't so much of like texting, there was no WhatsApp. There was no Instagram. I think we just had to go, and for people that were using BlackBerry, BlackBerry Messenger and then like normal text and Facebook the legend. So do you think like the internet was easier to date back then with the internet? Do you think it was easy?
Dating young at that time, I thought that using I feel like people were more flexible during that period with to go. That's those of people that had phones, unlike us. Me, let me be honest, me, we don't get phones like after secondary school. Oh god.
So, yeah.
I feel like people that had phones then, people that were able to use all this to go and chat, I felt that it made it a lot more, how do I put it? I will not say flexible, but there was a stronger interaction that most people had online, and it gave the opportunity for you to also expose yourself.
Yeah.
That is something that I learned as well, and I also noticed around me. So I won't say it made it easier, but I would just say it made people more exposed at a young age during that period.
Okay.
Crouch. I think the difference is just copying to me.
No, you already called Crouch. Let's.
Sorry. Okay. So should I just go?
Yeah, you can say something.
Okay, so like for me and like what I've said, yeah, I think. Not easier, but then it just felt like a different bond. It's not like seeing each other and communicating face to face. Like there was something else to do apart from talking to each other face to face. At least you could go home and still be texting this person that you like. You get so like yeah, it was easier. Yes,
those don't want to leave him.
What did you say, Ashley?
I said because you don't want to leave him. You go and continue the discussion from where you stop.
So yeah, it was quite
good. No, but now that I think of it, it was not complete. It was not all that easy.
It wasn't easy.
Imagine as a guy now, you wanting to put up with texting and conversing with your babe. She has a phone that she makes use of properly, and me as a guy now, maybe I don't really have a phone, or I'm in this, like, I come from this household whereby my parents can easily just seize my phone as far, okay, well, they don't like the way they woke up, or they don't like the way the whole air is breathing, or the way they don't like the thing, just call my phone and boom, that's it.
That's
true. Or maybe I don't have a phone like that, but then I was so close with my mom that, or my dad, whereby I can easily use his phone. Yeah, I don't have to hide to text my crush. Mm-hmm. And I replied, nothing indicating the message. Don't text back. It's my parents' number.
Wait, chill.
Yeah, I think another perspective to look at this guy.
Chill. It's, for me, first, I have to correct your question. At that time, they have WhatsApp. They have
WhatsApp.
They have, they had Ado. They had Eskimi, MZIP, Mosaic, and some other social medias.
Branded.
I was a freak when it comes to, I had balls to talk to anybody online. But then I can't literally talk to you in real life, so I knew all the social medias. But then the whole thing when it comes to social media, and the relationship when we were dating young, and also I'm going to also give a little speech on how it's affecting relationships now, because it really is. Back then, going into a relationship, we didn't really have in mind of social media to like chat your babe and the rest.
Yeah.
It was more of seeing her. So you literally see whatever you want to see to the next day. So it's like that's what wakes you up in the morning, and when that's also what makes you come to school quite early, so that you could just discuss it with her before everybody comes to school. So basically social media didn't really have much impact, so we're not all this freak of what did she post, what did she see, what did she wear, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And for most of us who didn't have phone then, we, and maybe during all these long breaks and the rest, we were forced to go and register for lessons so that we could be seeing each other at least. So I think one thing I took out there when during my time when I was dating younger, so I was, well, one thing I picked out was the fact that at this point, we have seen the world in a different angle, and it's really affecting us. The last, my ex, I was so very chilled with the whole fact of social media stuff. I didn't check her phone. Like, you know, some boys actually check their babe's phone. I didn't do that shit. I didn't also go to verify what she's posting, what she's wearing, who she takes pictures with, or who she makes video with. Because actually I learned the hard way from an ex too. So I just, the whole thing still falls down to the fact that we, the what you learn in dating young actually shapes the kind of person you are in your present relationship.
Okay. Kato can hear you.
Yep, that is all I have to give as we
Like your exes really showed this video in his life.
I've seen all the shakes and the shenges.
All.
Nothing is new again.
That is not easy.
Okay, so you guys, this is a very deep one. How do you guys, how do you guys feel about like religious relations? Do you think people dating young can have a religious relationship? And when I'm saying religious relationship, I mean like I'm using now, because now things are, everybody, people want to sex stars, people want to be new, people want, people that want to have girlfriends now, they want to do, want to know the other with their girlfriends. Do you think that right now dating young, you can achieve a godly relationship dating young right now? You guys understand?
No, I understand what you're saying, and I'm like, huh? That is like, you pack like 10 couples, right? That's, it's only 1 out of 10 that I feel like will be able to achieve that. And that's like, the chances are slim. Honestly.
Sorry.
Did you hear me?
No.
Did you hear me? I said the chances are slim. If I get like a couple, like 10 couples, not like 10, sorry, 10 couples, in a couple of, that's like 20 people, right? So in a group of, in a set of 20 people, I'll just say that those 2 out of 20, that's like a couple, are the only ones that are able to maintain that. And chances of even seeing that are slim these days, because I feel like people are really exposed. People have been through a lot. Experiences have shaped and affected who people are today. So it's difficult for you to say that somebody will still want to maintain a religious and a godly relationship, like no sex, no, maybe, I don't know, no cuddly. No, okay. People are just there, like youngsters, naive individuals, even though you're not naive, but that's how it starts to look. And then you're telling yourself that you want to wait till marriage. And then the problem, sorry, not wait till marriage, I feel like, no, there will be a lot of external forces that will affect it these days. No, I just feel like chances are very slim.
Thank you. Cleansing.
Wow.
Where did cleansing go?
You're not the one saying wow.
No, it's ouch. But then, I think I should just come in here.
Okay.
When it comes to religion, when it comes to relationship, a lot of people get so many things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If in any way you watch the commandments of God,
mm-hmm.
the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
it's moved into so many factions. A lot of people say it's faith, a lot of people say it's law, a lot of people say so many other different things that me, I cannot understand because I'm not a pastor. But then, if you look at it with a common sense and also with the law of the land, like law of Nigeria, law of US, law of any other land, you get to understand that everything they said is actually every. Why my voice did go? Jesus Christ. Everything they said about the commandments,
yeah,
are like basically what you should do with your neighbor.
What you should do and what you shouldn't do.
Mm.
Yeah, what like personal love, you get.
Yeah.
So as to relationship, I just feel like there's nothing like a religious relationship. It's just as a human being. What is the one thing that you could do?
Sorry,
yeah.
Using you
is
breaking.
Okay, sorry. I'm saying, what is that one thing you can do and keep your relationship intact and peaceful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been in a relationship with somebody who is a virgin yet, and she remained like that until we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's not because I'm impotent or something. But then it's because of the fact that she came to me, she came out open and straight, and she said, I don't want to do this up until I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at everything, I felt like, come on, like, what is there to just keep this?
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. But then there are some people who can't, and I'm not saying those people who can't are evil or they are from pit of hell, but then I just feel understanding and self-love and love of neighbor should make you know what the person you're with wants. So when you speak of the whole nudity, sending nude and the rest of them, that should still very funny. Because how would you be in a relationship with someone and you're requesting for the nudes of that person? Like, what the fuck have you been saying whenever the person comes to see you? Or do you think, like, a few months without seeing the person, the whole body will change? you get the whole point. I just ask myself that crazy questions when I get to see people tendons. But, like I said, it's not my place to judge anybody. But when it comes to the whole religion and stuff, I just think many of us are getting it wrong.
Mm.
Like, I get to see some sisters. They make statements like, it's a sin that the Bible said you shouldn't have sex before marriage and the rest of them. Then I ask this big question. Do you know the sins you're committing when you fight this thing called kanji? You know this, like the sin you end up committing. Some masturbate, some do crazy things just to just get off that urge. That urge is there for a reason. It's just that we, as we are, we thought it wise to be like, okay, you guys should just go to school, graduate, get the job before you start thinking of marriage. But back in the days of Adam and Eve, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Once you get to a particular age, you can give birth, you can impregnate, or you can give birth.
Mm.
You could just pick a girl and go and marry, which is stopping you from having this sense. But at this point, you're not stopping yourself from having this sense. It is nature calling you to do something. And you kick and fight it because you believe religiously that you shouldn't do it until you're married. So you get the whole stuff. I think the whole thing falls down to poor understanding.
Yeah.
I should just leave it at poor understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nobody you call who won't have a different angle or perspective on the whole religious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But then we all just need to stop deceiving ourselves and be truthful to ourselves. Because I've actually seen, I've been somewhere and a girl came to the shop and she was like, she wants to buy a sex toy. And it's crazy because, come on, why would you need a sex toy? Maybe she's in a relationship. Let me just assume she's in a relationship. Definitely she'll be in a relationship with one religious brother who has this mind that, oh, no sex. And she's going to get a sex toy. Which masturbation is also a sin. Or maybe she herself, she believes that no sex is a relationship. She just say, okay, since sex is not masturbation is not sex, she say, okay, let me masturbate and just hold myself to you when I'm married.
Yeah. And to back up what Crouch is saying, exactly what came to my mind, this whole concept or idea of religious relationships has pushed people to do some very ridiculous things. The whole concept of dry hump came from Catholics because they believed that they should not have sex before marriage. That's how dry hump started, and it doesn't make sense to date. The whole concept of what's this one again? This one will say, oh, I give head, but I've not had sex. Sweetheart, it's oral sex, believe it or not. You just don't know. But because they've not tricked you, yes, you believe that, okay. I'm still a virgin. Your mouth,
it's true. That reminds me, I've actually seen a girl who was like bragging that she has not had sex before. She's a virgin. I was like, okay, you're a virgin, fine. I don't want to start arguing with you of your virgin status or not. The only thing that I have to ask is that, what do you do to your boyfriend whenever he's horny? And she said, I just give him head. And my question is, so your head you're giving him is what? What is that? If not oral sex. Oral sex. The last point, sex. Why on earth are you now making it look like a big fuzzy?
Okay. Where's Kingpin? Is Kingpin lost in all of this?
Yep.
Okay, guys. So this is the last question. It's not actually a question, so I just want you guys to like give your advice to like people dating young and all that, like help them use your experiences to like help them go through this whole dating young thing.
Well, I think I should go first. Hello, anybody listening, if you're young, if you're in secondary school, if you're also in the university, because some young people are also in the university. If you're young and you decide to venture into this new world called relationship, one thing you should try to understand and try to avoid and try to uphold is that if you're a girl, boys are not what you hear them to be. If you're a boy, girls are not what you hear them to be. And also, we shouldn't forget that the world is also changing.
Yes.
And if you're into guys, you're a guy into guys, so you know how you handle your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you that believe in whatever you believe in. It's a choice. Although personally, I do not want to believe it's a choice, but then it's a choice. Choose to be with
particular gender. So learn to understand the gender completely before putting your heart to it.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship is something, is like a school. In a school system, you graduate or you don't graduate.
Mm-hmm.
When you're done with your university, they give you a certificate and call you a graduate. Still, when you go to the office, and when you start working and you go to the office, they still teach you on how to do the job well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what education is. You graduate but you don't graduate, you continue learning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how relationship is. Relationship is like this education system.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of experience but you still learn.
Mm-hmm.
So do not let people's experience drive and define your own path, because some people have crazy experiences because of the kind of people they end up liking.
Yeah.
And because of that, they drive this whole crazy notion in your head that this is normal for this and this is normal for that.
Yeah.
Try to learn, try to open to learn, try to understand. And like I said earlier in this podcast, I said, do not adjust yourself to be satisfying to someone in your life. Try and be you. And if the person enjoys you, the person will remain with you. And if the person doesn't, the person will leave. Because the person is not meant to be.
Yeah.
So this is one thing you should have dating young. And another thing I think you should try and avoid is sex.
Mm.
You should try and avoid sex. And even if you want to do it, all this is protection. As a child, maybe in secondary school, and you're hearing this podcast and you are in a relationship, and the world has changed from what it was in my own time. I never had sex. So I know the world has changed. Nowadays you see secondary school people having sex. Try as much as possible not to have sex. The relationship at a child stage or as a growing adult, it's for you to understand the gender so that will stop having divorces. Being at very high rates.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to understand and try to learn to live with one another. So sex shouldn't be like the only thing that will bring you guys together.
Mm-hmm.
So learn to avoid sex.
Okay.
Basically, that's just all the advice I have for you.
Thank you,
crowd. In the whole dating field.
Ashley.
Honestly speaking, I have little to say compared to what our Odogu in this field has said. But like, for me, everything he said was very true. So I would like to add this. Don't feel like the first person you must get it right, or you will get it right. In as much as possible that you've tried your best to make things work, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Don't be scared or feel that if you really try, then you should give up. No, I feel like this. You have to pass through some bad apples before you get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then secondly, I feel you should always do not involve third parties into your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I do not support that. Do not go around telling friends your problems, whatever it is, because it's so rampant in secondary school or whenever people are dating young. Let me not say secondary school. You try to tell friends all of these things, try to involve them into your relationship, but that just complicates matters, because me, I'm always trying to find the simplest way to deal with issues. I don't have strength to complicate matters, no matter what it is at that point in time. So I feel like, do not involve third parties. Know your partner, know who he is, take time to understand him, always listen. When issues come, try to resolve it amongst yourself. Everybody will have their own opinion on how you're going to solve this issue, but it might not work for you. It might even make things worse and give you a lot of headache. So I feel like knowing who your partner is and being willing to resolve the issue will also save you a lot of stress and a lot of time and bickering as well. And lastly, what would I actually lastly, I feel like don't always be in a hurry to date someone just because everybody's in a relationship. You just want to go into one. If anybody that checks that you feel, I'm not saying have a perfect list, no, because that's why people are single these days. You be thinking you want a guy that is a family man, all of these things. No, not everybody is perfect, so you cannot be looking for an ideal person. But if someone that you are attracted to, you're finding the person, you're saying that the person is someone that you're willing to spend time with, comfortable, funny, all like that, then I have worry. Don't just rush into things because everybody's doing it and then you're feeling oppressed. Oh, February 14th, they are buying this one iPhone 14. Almost last year, after I saw gifts, she gets, but all these things, they should not be the reason why I should push you to go into a relationship because you want somebody to spoil you and you want to go and oppress your family on your status. It shouldn't be the reason. It shouldn't be. So those are my own word of advice.
Sorry, Catherine. I think I should deviate a little, and but do it around the field of relationship and care about. So, I think this is for our matured women who are in the prime of getting married. I think I should just put it out there because I have seen it happened. And I'm seeing it happening. The whole stuff of being pressured to marry, it's bad. It's bad. A lot of people go into relationship or marriage and end up cheating on their wives, or especially the wives cheating on their husbands, especially wives. Why I said especially wives, because a man can't be forced into marriage, but a woman can be pressured into marriage. Marriage as it is not a race. It's not first to marry. It's not a race. Marriage is not an avenue for you to just have free sex. Marriage is not an avenue to raise your family out of poverty. Marriage is not what other thing again do people marry for?
The poverty alleviation for me.
but then a lot of people just see a guy and you barely know this guy. You've not been in a relationship with him and
you never even do talking stage.
And let me just assume maybe you guys started talking in just a year. And you feel that year is big enough for you to know the person to accept the ring from the person and to say, I want to be your wife. The whole law system has changed the whole mindset of young people, especially ladies, to have this feeling that when it's getting bad, I could just end things with him and be on my own. But then, understand, I would want to go into the whole religious part, but then I don't want to because to be getting bigger. When it comes to marriage, please do not let your parents pressure you. Make your choice when you're comfortable enough. Do your ashawo that you want to do before going into marriage, because marriage is like bad luck. They will lock you. You're not free to do your ashawo. Do not go. Some people go into marriage and maybe what these girls will be like, they have not knocked before. They go into marriage and knock one and be knocking one man and they be like, okay, my husband cannot ride fast. And when their friends come and they'll be talking about their husband and how their husband was hot in the ninth, they'll be like, oh, mom, who I go marry? I go marry plywood. And they'll feel like going out to try it other guys who will be fancying them because of their kids or they're young. and make them to make them start having outside relationship or outside affairs. Marriage is not like boyfriend and girlfriend. So there is no room for error. There's no room for mistakes. There's something that will stay with you for life. So do not let anybody, I say anybody, not your dad, not your mom, tell you, marry this guy, he's my friend's son, marry this guy.
Yeah.
This one, is that one. Pick your demon. I like calling, whenever it comes to marriage, I like calling husbands and wife demons. So as a man, you pick your demon, which is a woman, and stay with your demon and handle your demon. As a woman, you pick your demon, which is a man, and stay with your demon. With what is happening now, the gays and trans and everything, you pick anything you guys pick and stay with anything you guys stay with. No disrespect, but then I just feel you guys just understand the marriage concepts before actually going into marriage.
Carlos, thank you. So my advice, I'm still young, so I'm still learning and I'm still making mistakes, but personal experiences to like give an advice. Don't be pressured into doing anything, because at the end of the day, you're the one in the relationship. Don't let anybody pressure you to do what you don't want to do. Like, when I was in secondary school, I was pressured to date somebody, and it didn't really end well for me because I didn't really like him, just because everybody was saying, oh, this guy likes you, oh, this, that, you should date him. And at the end of the day, I didn't enjoy the relationship, and I found out that he was cheating. It didn't really hurt me because I wasn't really feeling it. I just did it because people were like, do it. I don't feel like that's a valid reason, dating young. That's not a valid reason to enter a relationship. Do not enter a relationship feeling pressured. It never works, truly. It never works. Then, secondly, be mindful of how you carry yourself as a young person, because you're building a name for yourself tomorrow. I don't know if you guys get me.
Yeah, I get.
You don't have to, like, I know everybody wants to feel among, you want to do the what other girls are doing, I feel like you have to learn now that you have people to like talk to you, learn from their past mistakes. Like, you have to learn how to carry yourself. Don't carry yourself so poorly that tomorrow somebody will have using your name to ridicule you. Do you understand? So be careful of the friends that you talk to and all that. So yes guys, I would not say do not date young. Please, date young is an interesting experience, but be careful if you have elder ones. I feel like for young people, if you have elder ones, I feel like you should be able to approach them and ask them questions, even if you don't want to ask them questions, if you have older friends. But I feel like your siblings should be like the most trusted people that you have to like ask just random questions. If you're close to your parents, there's a way you could ask some certain questions, and you understand, just try and ask questions. Be inquisitive before you enter a relationship. Know things. Don't just enter with like an I don't care attitude. Don't just enter because you want to be in a relationship. So yes guys, thank you guys so much. I really, really enjoyed this. Crouch.
Also wait. Before you thank me, also I want to put it out there to everybody listening. If you have relationship questions, if you and everything and you need somebody to talk to, I'm always here and
Okay.
You can get my IG handle, my WhatsApp number.
Yeah. Sorry, Crouch. So you guys, Crouch is like, Crouch is a, okay, I'm not supposed to say this on air, but yes, like he said, if you ever need somebody to talk to, need somebody to just guide you, to coach you, he will always be available. So when I drop this podcast, I'm going to put his IG page, his IG handle on the post. And then if you want his number, you can DM him or DM me. I'll send his number to you. He's open for conversations. And if you also want to talk to any of us, if you feel like you like what we said and anything, our DMs are always open. We are here to like advise you guys, you know, give you guys the spice, the peace, the violence, yes, please invert the violence. So yes guys, that's just it. Thank you guys very much, Crouch and Ashley and Clinton. You guys are so amazing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Ashley. You guys, our listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, because I feel like this podcast came from a very deep place of our hearts. Like, we share things, even things that people don't know, we said. So yes guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you very much. Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.